Sunday, April 21st, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In our Midday Hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and single out his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path. He is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff. With your ease, you give me comfort. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, shepherd of your church, you give us new birth in the waters of baptism, anoint us with saving oil, and call us to salvation at your table. Dispel the terrors of death and the darkness of error. Lead your people along safe paths, that they may rest securely in you and live forever in your Father's house. Psalm 76. God is made known in Judah and Israel. His name is great. He set up his tent in Jerusalem and his dwelling place in Zion. It was there he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, the armor. You, Lord, are resplendent, more majestic than the everlasting mountains. The warriors, despoiled, slept in dark in death. The hands of the soldiers were powerless. At your threat, O God of Jacob, horse and rider lay stunned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuing Psalm 76, You alone strike terror. Who shall stand when your anger is roused? You uttered your sentence from the heavens. The earth in terror was still. When God arose to judge, to save the humble of the earth, men's anger will serve to praise you. Its survivors surround you in joy. Make vows to your God and fulfill them. Let all pay tribute to him who strikes terror, who cuts short the life of princes, who strikes terror in the kings of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, your power is awesome, Father, and wonderful is your holiness. In your presence the earth both trembles and stands still. For you shattered death's power by the cross. Rise to help your people, give your light, and grant salvation to the meek of the earth, that they may praise your name in heaven. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. God is rich in mercy. Because of his great love for us, he brought us to life with Christ when we were dead in sin. By this favor you were saved, both with and in Christ Jesus. He raised us up and gave us a place in the heavens. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let us pray, Almighty and ever-living God, give us new strength from the courage of Christ our Shepherd, and lead us to join the saints in heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.